past 10 minutes. Yeah, sorry, 7 minutes going past the hour of 10 o'clock right here. 90 rating for 99.3. And yeah, and back with my awesomeness. How you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? I know that you missed me. Collins also missed me.
Yeah, I did.
I missed myself on radio as well. But hey, I'm back and better and still awesome.
A bit more rested, right?
Not exactly, but yes, I think to an extent I am. I am. How did you feel when I wasn't around? Tell me. Let me feel good.
It felt like, Collins, what are you doing? You know, it felt that way. It felt so empty, really. That's from my own perspective. Even though the listener has always come through, you know. Whatever you, but Koledabi, you know, Koledabi. If you don't know what Koledabi means, maybe she would explain that to more.
Yeah. All right, Lagos, I hope you're doing good this morning. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning right here in the city of Lagos, and I hope that you woke up on a bright side. I usually say this almost all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that you woke up on a bright side. That means that I'm hoping that you woke up happy, excited, grateful for life, just the way I woke up excited and grateful for life as well. You know how it is when you wake up and you find out that your five fingers are working fine, your legs are working fine, you can think, you can breathe. You can feel the air around you. That is something to be grateful for. And I'm hoping that you're grateful for that as well. I really do hope that you're grateful. And if you're at work this morning, how is work going for you? If you're still in transit on your way to work, I hope that the traffic isn't so hectic this morning already. But regardless, we're here to keep you company. Yeah, I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Teke, the microphone heavyweight. Andrea, it feels so great listening to you. Sometimes I just want to stay and just be in the background, hear that sleekness of your sound, go from the airways to my eardrums, making sweet melody in my heart and leaving me in peace and harmony. And aww. I hope that's what exactly the listener gets. Listen to you.
I really do hope so. Some people sent me messages in my DM yesterday, and I was like, what? Just one day? Some people sent me, commented on my post on Instagram asking where I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for caring. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, she started well by asking you how you're doing, and I'm just going to buttress that and ask you how the weekend went for you, how the holiday went for you. I asked a bit of that yesterday, but today will be a good day to hear holistically the gist. Because I know you're away and you'd have gist, but
yeah,
Lagos, it'd be nice to hear from you too.
That's right. How did you spend your Easter holiday? I spent my Easter holiday with my family. Mm. I was home with my siblings and my nephews and my mom. It was beautiful because it's for the first time. This is the first time that we're all together in the same place.
Oh.
After, you know, we all left our husband's house. You know, so it was beautiful to see everyone together. And yeah. It was also a great opportunity for me to stop breastfeeding. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
And that experience itself.
They don't talk about it, but man.
Yeah, I did not know until I now realized, oh boy.
Oh God.
Now, wow.
Fear
uno, fear woman. Respect uno, respect woman. That means you have made up your mind. Really, it takes a whole lot. I mean, sometimes as a man, you would have to go through the experience of that your wife is getting after childbirth, before and after, before, during and after, for you to, you know, change a perspective of life, maybe.
That's
and
right.
That's the best I can say. But well done.
Thank you. I hear people say it's painful. My other sister has already, you know, she was already prepping me that this is going to be tough. I never knew that the pain was going to be this intense.
Yeah.
But, you know, we move.
We move, man.
We move.
You're a strong woman. As in, Nauma, you be, man.
Yeah.
From day one. 11 past 10, that's what the time says. I think we're ready to hear from Lagos now.
That's right. Hear us. And, we're here to hear from you. Also, don't forget to scream WhatsApp Lagos.
Uh-huh.
And telling us what's happening in your Lungu, in your
that's
area.
Right. That's right.
Is it tense around you? Is it solemn? Is it, you know, just beautiful? Do let us know. And today's conversation, I was telling Collins earlier that it is my special guilty, and that's because I'm a lover girl. Yeah. I love love.
That's
something,
right.
Something I usually do where I used to work.
Yeah.
I majored, you know, talking about love and relationships, and I just summed it up. I'm a lover girl. That's
she is.
I'm a lover girl.
At the time, she was called the hummingbird, you know, on radio.
Yeah.
You still like that appellation?
Some people still call me the hummingbird. Yeah, some people still call me that.
Okay. But we are going to have a conversation around... should we give it, laid it out just already? Okay, we'll talk about love language in relationships. And I know, we'll break it down, like you said, she's a special, is our area, and I'll contribute one or two of my thoughts as far as this is concerned, but it'll be time for us to sample people's opinions on love language, or love languages in relationships, and also to highlight the importance of understanding love languages in relationships.
That's right. You know, a lot of people don't really understand that there's such a thing as love language. I love you, love me, let's get it going.
Yeah.
But people fail to understand that as a human being, there's something that appeals to you and you would love that your partner does that to you. Mm. Now, we're not talking about, you know, what goes down in the room. It's more than that. Yeah. Mm. It's more than that. There's something that appeals to you. Now, I'm going to tell you the different kinds of love languages.
Okay.
And how you can know which is yours. I'm sure some people already express their love languages but don't exactly know that that love language is termed as something.
Yeah.
So they don't even know that it's a thing, but they just know that I love this thing. I love it when my partner does this to me. But they don't really understand that it's a love language. It is your love language. So today we're going to help you understand what it is to have an, you know, understand your love language and how your partner, if you are married, if you're in a relationship, how you can appeal to your partner's love language, how you can express your own love language as well to your partner. Yeah.
That's right.
It's love all the way.
That's going to form the basis of our conversation today on the Family Talk. Mm. And I cannot wait to get into that. But remember that you've got to sign in and talk to us. Scream, what's up, Lagos? Mm-hmm. Report your lungu. And then get set for the conversation that opens in the next 15 minutes. The numbers to call, I'll start with the ladies' numbers first. I said ladies first, so I'll go with that number. For ladies only, 01465-7190. I'll take that again. 01465-7190. That's for ladies if you'd like to call.
And the magic number is 0700-993-993-993.
That's right. That's a magic number. Call it and you'll be live with us.
Yes. I also want to hear from you. We would also want to hear from you on WhatsApp as well. So you can drop your messages there. 0809-597-5805.
That's it for WhatsApp. And we're on the socials, on the Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram. We can be found on all these platforms. All you need to do is search for Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram, and Nigeria Info FM 99.3 on YouTube and Facebook. Let's get to the calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Who do we have?
Esther.
Hi, Esther.
I'm fine.
How you doing? You sound pretty low. What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. We're listening to you. Where are you calling from, and how would you like to contribute, Esther? Oh, Esther is not talking to us. Let's move on to the next. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's Chester up? What's life? Up, Chester?
Chess
life.
To life. Ooh la la.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, hi. Hola. Good to have you here. Yeah. What's happening?
Thank you. My lungu is relatively peaceful.
Okay.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, what I want to say is that when Collins was alone, we took who he is.
You?
We took you for who you are.
Yeah, okay.
We flowed with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when Keke Dineji, the ante was up.
Yeah, she upped the ante. That's right. She did.
And then one half of the wing wasn't around yesterday. I must tell you, I guess as you did yesterday. I was a bit depressed yesterday.
Okay.
Hoping to get it off you, I did it. And this time we did it just when I made for it.
Oh man, oh man.
I'm made for each other.
Aww.
No man is an island.
Hmm.
Without sure. You, I'm not me.
Hmm.
Without me, you are not you.
Yeah.
Maybe you think of it. Yeah, I'm all coming up with topics. Because I don't get to work again, I don't retire. So deal with me, please.
Okay. That's
all the same.
Yeah.
God keep the two of you.
Amen.
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 Thank you. I do have a good day.
Yeah,
and you too. God bless you. Wow. Never saw that coming.
Me too.
Not in my dreams, even. You know? With all the dreams I dream. You know, I don't dream anyhow. Anyways, but I think it's a statement of fact. And it's evident. It's everywhere. Even if it's going to make me lose my job, it doesn't matter.
Excuse me.
It's true. No, sincerely, actually. And you know what I care about. You know, I don't really care that much about But the thing is, there is this awesomeness, like you said, that you bring. And coupled with the fact that, you know.
You also bring that awesomeness. He was trying to say that without me, it's not, you know, you're not that, you. And without you, I'm not me.
No, I don't think so.
That's what he's trying to say. That was what he's trying to say.
But is that true?
Yes, no, I'm, for God's sake, I'm your wife. I'm not your babe. I'm not, you know. You know what it means to be away.
Oh my, oh my. You know, I heard about Banky W and Adesua giving out the experience, and a lot of people are talking about that. I just looked at us and I was like,
The day where we share our experience. Let's move on,
but guys. Let's get back to the calls. We're still finding out what's going on with you wherever you are, and what's happening in your lungu. As we get set for the family talk, we'll be talking about love, language, and relationships.
Hello.
Hi,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Chest alive. Aye, aye, aye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Lake, from Ikesha, Lagos.
Okay.
All right, so.
It's quite calm. Mm-hmm. I hope today won't be boring.
Okay. No, you're with us. It's not going to be boring.
Never.
Yeah, all right. So, concerning the love language, well, I don't know. I'm actually looking for how to know a lady's love language. Because the girl I like at work. So,
okay.
I would like to know her love language also.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
It's all right. We're going to help you with that.
This is becoming interesting. Thank you so much for calling. Wow, it takes a lot for someone to open up that way.
He likes someone in his office. Oh, my goodness. I'm having butterflies.
I hope. Let's get to take more calls, guys. It's good radio, real radio for real people, real conversations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's fun radio. And it's the techers on radio.
Hello.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! The life!
Yes, the life!
Aye, aye, aye!
My name is Nafa, first time caller all the way from a 516!
Yes!
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 Wow!
Oh my God!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We love you too, man. Good morning. Wow! Oh my! Oh my! All the way from the land of Bunkenbok, Abadi Adam. Shout out to everyone listening to us from wherever you are in Akwa Ibom. Specifically, we say. Those what I was taught those lines to all of you. She was super excited.
Yeah, she was. I felt the energy.
You felt it, right?
I did.
That's the connection we're looking for, and that's exactly what you get.
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Cheers to life!
Yes.
The two teke. Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
The two teke.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Easter.
Same to you.
What's up, Lego?
Hey! Hey! Cheers to life. Who do we have? Where are you calling from? What's happening in your lungu?
Austin, calling from Lekki.
Hi, Austin.
Mercere, sir.
The Mercere, okay, Mercere is what you said.
Nabadi, eh?
Okay, ah, Irenvo.
Irenvo, ah, idiot,
hey!
Yeah! I don't know why I'm excited, but.
Hey, well done, sir.
Thank
well
you.
Done, man.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we thank God for everything. Okay, talking about love. Well, literally, either you meet the person or the person meets you. The only thing that matters is how long we are. You know, it takes. It's an easy thing for it takes a lady. A beauty can take a queen to the palace, mm-hmm. but her attitude determines how long she stays in the palace.
Okay.
So, and a lot of sacrifice is needed in a, you know, in any given relationship.
Okay.
You need to embellish or garnish any relationship with true love, trust, understanding, and equally, you know, let there be freedom of expression.
Speech, okay.
Some people are married, but they are in bondage. Some people are in relationship, but they don't have any say.
That's right.
Some people they're just a refugee in their own
home
world. So it's all better we'll take life easy.
Okay.
Accept one as equal. Don't place yourself as a big man or you are the head of the man. Allow the woman to flow also because she's also a living being. By so doing, the world will be a better place.
That's wow. Right.
I greet you greatly, the great takers.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah, great. Oh, wish you the very best too. I mean, well said the words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although that's not what we're talking about today, but it was good to hear that about love in that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Messages coming in already.
Yes, we have Edozie Dien. She says, "What's up, Lagos? Happy Easter in arrears. Cheers to life, my amiable, enigmatic, and dynamic couple. I've not listened to the show due to some factors, especially time factor. You both are made from heaven. You inspire me, Lose. Take a DT double. Life's beautiful when you know you have someone who loves you unconditionally. And he says, keep making me happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kinsley here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Trust you're all doing good. Good to have you back. Take care. Now I can tell the difference between Collins alone in the studio and being with Teke. Truly, every man needs a woman. Well done, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Kingsley.
Okay, so Ugochukwu from Ikorodu says, sending music or getting my love interest to listen to a music I love is my love language. They definitely should vibe with most of the music I send. If not, she probably isn't the one. Okay.
Wow.
And he says, keep up the good work. Those your standards are quite high. I mean, she must have a preference as well. But if you say if she doesn't enjoy your kind of music, she isn't the one. I mean, that's your preference. I mean, that's your standard.
All right, guys, we need to run on the break now. When we come back, we get into a full gist of the day on love languages in relationships. We'll be back.
More news and info.
If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me I cannot lay low, yo. Me I cannot do that.
All right, Chike and Simi right there, running to you. Beautiful song for the lovebird out there. And I hope that you enjoyed listening to that song just as much as the techies right here. That is I and my husband enjoyed listening to that song. And trust me, that song, I would say it personally sings to me, because I'm the person that says, I usually say this, that you can't tell me you have a problem with my husband and you don't have a problem with me. If you have a problem with him, you have a problem with me.
Yeah.
If he is in trouble, I'm also in trouble. If I'm in trouble, he's also in trouble.
Yeah.
If he's happy, I'm happy. If he's sad, I'm sad. Yeah.
Well, that's a position to take that I don't think so many people have taken that. And I don't know, I gotta say thank you.
What? Thank you for what?
Thank
We're
you
in this together. Just that if I go and look for trouble, you're also in trouble. We fight for me, I fight
MMA,
for you.
MMA comes to the play, to the fore.
Yeah,
when that happens.
That's
where it is. Lagos, Nigeria, we are finally live and commencing our talk on the Family Talk today, which is love languages in relationships. And what a way to kickstart this conversation with a piece of music that's quite inspiring. Now, I'm just going to start the conversation by first of all letting you know that you can be a part of the broadcast by calling us on the numbers we've given before. I'll give it again. I'll give my part again. That's the magic number is 0700-993-993-993. And if you'd like to call us a lady, the number or so, it's 0146571900. And for WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Now that we have that out of the way, let's get into it. Now, the five love languages is a book written by Dr. Gary Chapman. And Chapman studied linguistics, just to let you know, and which led him to develop a concept that individuals speak different love languages in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And after studying relationships for years, he discovered that many couples in some kind of turmoil could benefit from understanding their partner's specific love language. They could become more conscious, he said, and aware of each other's needs on a daily basis.
I like that you mentioned conscious, because a lot of people go by their relationships without being conscious of the love language that their partner is speaking. Now, their partner can be speaking these languages, but they don't understand it. They're not being conscious, you know, to those love languages. Now, Chapman explained that love can be expressed and received in all five languages, and that if you don't speak a person's primary love language, that person will not feel loved, even though you may be speaking the other four. Now, that is to say that we have a primary, we all have the five love languages. We all express the five, you know, core love languages. But we have one that is primary, the one that appeals to us more, you know. So, yeah, you might be responding to the four, speaking the four to your partner, you know, responding to the four of your partners, but not responding to the primary love languages. Now, each love language has its own needs that, when not perceived by a partner, can cause misunderstandings or resentment in a relationship. Now, Chapman also explained that once you're speaking your partner's primary love language fluently, then you can sprinkle in the other four and they will be like an icing on the cake. How sweet is that?
Beautiful. Now, the big question is, how do you even discover your love language? Well, there have been five of them. We've been talking about five of them. And maybe want to go ahead and mention, okay, we'll mention one after the other. I know of the words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's for those people who love to hear affirmations all the time. They love to hear "I love you."
Yeah,
they want to hear things like
"You're the only cockroach in my,
you know,
in my cupboard.
You're the only pop-pop in my
pop-pop again. Please,
you're the pop-pop in my small chops.
Puff cannot be used to qualify.
No. Puff puff is actually very essential.
How can puff be used to qualify
love? What is a small chops without puff puff? Somebody tell me.
Incomplete.
What are we not talking? So if you are described as a puff puff in the small chops, it means you are top notch.
Okay, now
your head is there.
You now walk
you
up
understand?
To. You now walk up to. I mean, you now want to describe me now. You now say, "Oh, Collins."
Mike Puff Puff.
Mike Puff Puff. Let me
and you.
It might sound raz. It might sound raz. Yeah, but trust me, in the real sense of it, if you understand what Puff Puff is in Smart Chops, then you connect to the, you know, to what it means. Yeah. Okay. So there's also quality time.
Oh.
Yeah, there's also quality time. There are people who their love language is they just want to spend quality time with you. I'm of that person. In fact, Colin's, I think he's tired of me already. And he feels like I just want him around. Don't you see that I'm busy and all of that? But the truth is, that is my love language. I just want to spend quality time with you, me and you alone. Just, and we might not necessarily be doing any other thing, but just being with you. Yeah. I mean, it speaks deeply to me. It does.
So I can relate to that. And especially the fact that it's been really tough these days to create that quality time.
Yeah.
You know, just you and I. It's been a tough one. So, yes, I'm sure by the end of this conversation, just like every other person listening out there, I would learn and get better in that aspect. So quality time. Another one is receiving gifts. That's another love language. Receiving gifts.
Yeah.
And then there's also act of service.
Yeah. And there's also physical touch. There are people who just love that you hold their hands. Mm-hmm. You give them hugs. They're just so much of a hugger. They just, you know, want to hold you, caress you. It doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the do. It just, you know, you just want to hold hands. You just want to. Some people go as far as having it as PDAs. Well, yeah. We talk about PDAs. But some people enjoy that. Mm-hmm. That's also a love language. You know.
Now, if you like, if you are the touchy person, you most likely like the PDA, you know.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
Yes, right.
You know,
I think you are. Collins loves physical touch. Yeah. He does not care who is around. I just want to hold my wife. I want to hug her. I just want to do you know.
That's true.
And it's sweet, absolutely. Actually.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we'll get to that. But the big question, is it possible that a person can have the combination of all the five?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it is indeed possible. That's the truth. It is possible for someone to have all the whole five. But there must be one or some that will resonate more.
Yeah.
You know, or less during the definite seasons of life. And that's exactly something you should know. So apart from you having the primary one, it's possible for you to have all of them.
That's right.
The partner will be enjoying, shah. But the question is, would that be... It's not about you showing. It's about the other person. If that person appreciates all the languages, if all the languages resonate with them.
Question is, do you even know your love language? Do you even know your love language? For those of you who are, you know, in a relationship at the moment and you're just having back and forth your conflict between your partners, you see, he doesn't even understand me. I'm saying this, he's saying that. He's not affectionate, he's not this.
Doesn't care.
He doesn't care. And, you know, he on the other part is saying she doesn't also care. And, you know, it's becoming so much of a stress for both of you. The question might just be, do you both understand each other's love language? Let's hear from you this morning.
Fantastic. What is your partner's love language? Do you know yours? Do you know your partner's? Because you have to know yours. Because you might need to help communicate to your partner.
That's right.
What your language is.
That's right.
So do you know each other's love language? Or do you think it just happens, we're not just connecting, we're not just connecting. But I love this, babe. Today, we're going to talk about it.
Remember we mentioned five. We said words of affirmation. Yeah. We said quality time. We said receiving gifts, act of service, and physical touch. Act of service, I think this is very, it's also very beautiful love language. But it's just like the way words of affirmation appeals more to women. Act of service appeals more to men. You see the men wanting to hold your bag. You see the men wanting to do stuff for you. You see them wanting to be at your service all the time. You see, this is a type of love language that is mostly dominant in the men folk.
Yeah.
But it does not to say that it's not also in the female folks. We also have that love language. Just also words of affirmation is highly dominant in women. But it's not to say that men don't also love words of affirmation. But yeah, let's hear from you this morning.
And that's right. And if you find yourself in that position of the dominant language being act of service as a person. Well, it's something, it's similar to gift giving, but you know, this time it's more or less emphasizes on some spontaneous physical acts.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And these acts could translate into feeling or feeling loved and cared for. Because, you know, for someone with this love language, when their partner does the chores around the house or runs an errand they didn't have time for, or, you know, gives them the sense of trust and satisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
And quality time for someone with this love language would mean taking time out to go on a walk with one another, watching movies together, or turning off all distractions and just being together. And that's very relatable, man. I won't lie, but that's for someone who has that language, which is act of service, so to speak. Well, I think it's time for us to bring Lagos in.
That's right.
Absolutely. The numbers are there. We gave you earlier, so you can call. If you're a lady, there's a dedicated line for all ladies. We just love you like that. Men don't hate, appreciate. 01465-7190 or 01465-7190. That's the number for them, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up? Who are we talking to?
Yeah, my name is Steve. I'm calling for my dad.
Your name is?
I'm calling for my dad.
All right. Let's talk.
It is not possible. It's all my body.
Like, you're using your earpiece or hands-free. You might need to press it down. I don't know. The sound is going off and on, and I think that could be the reason.
So are you hearing me better now?
Yeah, I think it's a bit better. So go ahead.
I think it is very, very difficult to possess the five love languages.
Okay, it's difficult to know your love language or your partner's love language. Is that what you said?
No, it is difficult to practice the five love languages.
To practice the five. It's difficult to practice the five.
Okay.
Man,
unfortunately, even though I love to hear that, but you know, the sound
is terrible.
Wasn't friendly at all. But at least we got the point. He said it's difficult to practice all four, all five. Let's try another before we run on the break for another. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
This fellow is calling from Augusta.
Oh.
Hi, Felix. Good to have you on the show.
Mana, you said that the five language, I'm able to understand it. You get the fifth one. You said quality time.
Physical touch is the last one.
Physical touch.
Yes.
What? Physical touch.
Yes.
One of affirmation, receiving gifts.
Yes.
I didn't know the fifth one.
Act of service.
Act
of service.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Wow. Great. Man, this is okay. Interesting.
All right, Peruzzi and Fireboy, Southie Love, and still talking about love right here on Family Talk with the Techers, of course, on Nigerian for 99.3. We're asking, do you know your love language? Do you know your love language? And we mentioned the five love languages. We mentioned quality time, words of affirmation, receiving gifts, act of service, and physical touch. Now, it's also good to know that in a relationship, it's very important that you know your partner's love language as much as you know your own love language. That is something that can help that relationship grow stronger.
Because
at this point, you know how to speak your love language. You know how to communicate your love language.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know how to give and respond to your partner's love language. It's beautiful to also know that people are quite interested in this topic and this conversation because, you know, it's something that people don't really share or talk about. Do they talk about it in counseling? Like, when you go for counseling? Like, I want to believe that they do.
I mean, we won't just have to believe that. But if that was the case, then you'd have a lot of people still not
understanding
because
that.
The result is what matters. You know, if we have this conversation and at the end of the day, we do not have anybody to who goes to change their I mean, to better understand the love language of the partner
mm-hmm.
and in turn improve the relationship with their partner, then what's the point? So, yes, if indeed they are talking about it, maybe they're not doing it enough. They're not emphasizing on it well enough.
The question is, how many people actually do go for counseling? How many couples go for counseling?
Counseling
sessions?
How do they perceive counselors?
I think people say it's expensive. I think that's a very false perception. But that's not what we're talking about. We're asking you, do you know your love language? And do you know the love language of your partner? And how well do you express it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about today on the show. So, Queen, you know, feel free to share with us your own love language. And tell me, has there been times where you've been heartbroken, where you're expecting that your partner should be sensitive enough to understand that this is how you love to be touched
mm-hmm.
and this is how you love to be loved? Have you been in that kind of, what I call it, conflict where you are trying to tell your partner that this is what you like, even not saying it? You know, you're trying to let them know that this is what you love, but they're not seeming to understand. There have been cases where even my husband here, there are times where I would have said, I don't even necessarily have to say that this is what I want or this is what I like. You know, but he's not just getting it.
Yeah,
for me, right, I love giving gifts. And I remember while we're still dating, even till now, I prefer to give you gifts.
Yeah.
It might not even be your birthday or anything. I just see something I like and mm-hmm. I buy and I give to you. And it gets me upset when you don't appreciate it as much as I would. Because I'm like, this is me showing you how much I care and love you.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to understand that that is how my own love language.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we learn every day, and that's a fact. And to everyone listening out there, I see, the truth is, up till now, we are still learners when it comes to this. You know, you can't, like I said, you can't totally, I think compared to when we started and now, I better understand your love language. I better understand. Yeah, I do. I better understand.
Yeah, tell
you
me.
Not believe. I should not tell you.
Tell me now if you understand. Let me know. Like, tell me.
Well, I'll definitely tell you before we end. That's for sure.
Yeah, time to run away.
I'm not running away. There are calls. People waiting. I do know which of them. I mean, on this list, you're pretty much falling in all of them. And I know where I've done well. And I know where I need to improve on.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's a fact. And you know that for sure. You know,
okay.
For sure. Anyways, guys, which of them works for you? And would you like to share? Would you like to open up on that? Let's hear from you. I'm not running, trust me. I know you feel I'm running.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Kolo Pepe. Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Abadie Collins.
Abadie again.
And the Jekes family.
Yes. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine. Sunday on the line.
Hey, Sunday.
Good morning, Sunday. Yeah.
Good to have you,
Good
sir.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about my sister that was screaming this morning that had to push me.
To call him.
To come and, you know, join her.
Mm-hmm.
Then talking about love
languages.
Love languages or whatever. It depends on, you know, the couples.
Okay.
When you have the spirit of God in you, that minister in you, everything becomes, you know, very, very simple and easy. Like myself and my wife, we understand ourselves, despite the fact that at times temptation comes and it doesn't last. We settle it amicably without one or two people, you know, that need to come in. Sometimes when I go out, I discover that, oh, she loves one thing or the other. When I see them, I know the number of, the shoes that she's putting on. The address, her clothes. Then if I see fine one, then I have to buy and surprise her.
Okay. And she appreciates it.
Yes, yes. So we keep going like that. Even sharing up to our account, this thing. We joint our own account. Whatever I spend, she understands. And whatever she wants to spend, I understand. And then we know how we move on. That is it. And there is no problem. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So that's it. All right. Thank you. I mean, that means he's saying that his partner's love language is receiving gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, great, great. Fantastic. And there's a tweet here. It says, Collins... Collins and Andrea. You say Collins and Teke. Collins and Teke as well. Anyway, I get it. Collins and Andrea, you are awesome. And you're in the spirit, okay? Do you know I woke up with this theme on my blog? Oh, so he woke up with the same theme on his blog today. And it had to be only us being in the spirit for you, of course. These things happen. And that's a fact. I had to take that quickly. More calls?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up? And who are we talking to?
My name is Quinette.
Hi, Quinette.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, you want to tell us your love language or the love language of your partner?
Not really. I just want to share something with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's this issue I'm having with my boyfriend.
Okay.
I think the way he understands his own love language, he needs to sleep with me just to show that he loves me. And I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not. And so we've been going back and forth, and he wants to sleep with me, and I said I'm not ready.
Hmm.
He said, okay, that if he wants to sleep with me, it's just a sign that he loves me, and that's all. I said, no, but I'm not ready. So it's really, really confusing. I don't know.
All right. Just listen on your radio. Hang on. Did you have questions for her?
No.
Okay, just listen on your radio. I mean,
I would love to call her personally.
Okay.
Can we have her number? Is it possible to have her number?
Yes, we can have her number. That's for sure. And just hang on there. You mentioned number in seconds now. Okay. Oh, she's run away. She's gone away. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Please, if you're listening, do send me a DM, Andrea_Teke, and I will be pleased to respond to you.
Absolutely.
Andrea_Teke. All right. And I'll be pleased to respond to you. Quinette, I remember your name.
All right, Quinette. Beautiful to know that you called in bold enough to let us know.
Oh, do guys still do that thing, though? I'm shocked. How old is he? How? He's on 1990. What? How old are you?
That's some kind of...
I mean, do guys still do that? Before I show you how much I care for you, I need to go down with you. Like, who even does that? Anyway, moving on. We have WhatsApp messages. Let's see. Danny Praise from Ojo, Lagos says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to the techers. My name is Danny Praise from Ojo, Lagos. He said, love languages. I would like to say everyone has a love language, but I believe that our background determines how we can express love, and that's also true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I totally agree. For me, I don't like the touching, words of affirmation or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Just like spending time with my spouse. Okay, okay. I think your love language is quality time.
Quality time.
And that's good.
So you guys have to define what quality time is.
Exactly.
You know, it's a two-way thing. When people say, for me.
If
you understand how this thing works, it's better when you understand your partner's love language.
Yeah.
And your partner also understands
yours,
love language.
Yes.
So it's not like she doesn't understand my love language. Do you understand hers?
Mm.
Because sometimes you need the efforts from one to get the other to join.
Yeah.
It's not all the time you guys are at the same level. Boom.
Yes. And it's also...
You know,
a thing of balancing both.
Yep.
Right? So you might want quality time. And what if she, your partner loves touching?
Yeah.
And you're not giving it to her. So when you're spending the quality time, she wants to hold hands with you.
That's right.
And you're saying you don't want it. So what exactly do you want? There are times when you would have to,
sacrifice.
Sacrifice, yes. Mm. You would have to, like, because I know that this is something my partner loves to do and enjoys. This is her love language or this is his love language. Mm. It might not necessarily be yours, but because you want to show her love, you have to respond to her language.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or his language.
I think relationships, and especially marriages, come with a lot of compromise.
That's right.
You've got to compromise.
That's right.
I mean, because if you want your way, your way, man, there's going to be a war.
Hi, Collins.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Collins.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Andrea.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Hi, Remy.
Oh, Remy, yeah. Remy.
Yeah.
How are you, sir? Good.
I'm fine. Yeah. I want to talk to Queenette.
Okay.
Sex is not a sign of love. I guess sex is...
All right, thank you.
Point made, but I don't know.
I'm hoping that Cornet is still listening.
No, don't go all explicit talking about, you know, the three-letter word, because, you know, kids are listening, so have that in mind. For your Puma, just call and wait. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Yes! Praise Collins.
Yes.
Collins and my beautiful sister in the studio, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
Kokoni Baje.
Oh, Bajeti.
Kokoni Baje. Yeah, Mr. Francis from Satellite Town.
Hi, Francis. Good to have you.
Sir.
Yeah, my lovely, you're talking about love now. My love language is to treat me like a baby, to treat me like a baby.
Carry
pillow, put for your lap, carry my hair, put the come on my white hair or the breast.
That's physical talk.
I will lie down there, sleep, go.
Okay. Thank you.
And to give me a, to serve me a good food.
Okay, good food. Wow.
Like a big man.
Mm.
With that, I know what to do as a man. I know what like as a man.
All right.
I know how to follow you as a man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to do some ladies, put my pimple, my kingdom, my youth, I'll just put my face on my white hair. No.
Okay.
No. If you don't do that, you'll not get me.
All right, I love the description. You surely know your love language, right?
Yeah, but do you know?
But do you know your partner's love language? Do you know what the other person likes? I love. What if it's not? Are you ready to do it the same?
The mother of my son. Yes, I love her love language.
What is her love language?
Her love language. One, she likes someone gift. She likes. Yeah, to take her out every Sunday.
Okay.
To dog meat. For balance.
Okay.
And she like you know that side, on that.
Yeah.
Side.
Yes.
The other room.
Yeah.
I love language.
All right.
She's the one who started it to me, but suddenly she departed.
Okay.
She left. Okay. So other lady I come across, no wife, I say, oh yeah, come carry pillow, see pillow, put for your lap, carry my head, oh yeah, put, oh yeah. They will be running away.
All right, thank you
for calling.
Sharing.
Appreciate. Wow, he certainly knows his love language. And then the description is what got my attention, man.
He loves physical touch. That's obvious. He loves physical touch.
They're playing with the white. Oh boy. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
This is Remy calling back.
Okay, yes, we lost you. Call. Welcome
back. Yeah. Like I was saying, sex isn't the sign of any love language.
Okay.
But another thing I want to tell her is this. If a lady keeps demanding money or gift from a guy, and like telling him he has access to your body, in a way, it's like an unwritten kind of stuff.
Okay.
You keep demanding, asking for money,
yeah,
and you think you will ask for something else, and you're not going to work that way.
All right.
So,
youth don't demand, don't ask for money. Don't think probably you can get money off him. If you don't love him, stay away from him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. But just because you're giving someone money does not mean in any way that you are entitled to anything.
Mm.
Because it's now you they tie your eye, I mean they hold your hand. If someone requests for it, you have the choice.
Yeah.
You have the right to say no and not do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do it and you say that as an excuse, I know that, Remy, you're speaking from, you know, the reality on ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's this mindset.
Unwritten rule,
like you walk, you chop here, you should be ready to walk here.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, you receive money, ready to give. So, but it that doesn't make it right.
That itself does not even speak that the person loves you.
I mean, it's no.
Yeah.
It's not a love. Is money a love language, Ejo? It's not on that list.
it's part of gift giving now. I don't understand.
Okay, so
it's
money falls under gifts giving.
Hello. I remember.
Should money be its own? Should money have its own, it's like, a, its own numbers?
Its own category.
Category of love language.
I think
language.
A research should tell us. We should know that it should be.
Yes.
I remember a certain day, I was really mad at Collins. Let me wash my dirty linen in public.
Yeah, it's okay.
I want to hear just. So this very day, I was very, very upset. And I didn't want to talk to Collins. I didn't want to have anything. I was just on my own. And he come to me and I would say, please, just stay on your own and leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Before I know it, I had on my phone from my husband. Nobody told me anything. I just smiled and went to meet him and say, have fun now. Like, what are you going to eat? Are you not going to eat something? As in, my mood changed immediately. I just said, all right, let's do this. I forgave and I let go.
Forgive and forget now, immediately. So
straight up.
Guys, you think money should have... Guys, don't turn this to... I know a lot of people jump on this now.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think money should have its own category of love? Does money speak a love language?
Money falls under gift giving. It falls under gift giving.
But do you think it's grown enough for it to be on its own?
No.
It's still under gift giving.
It's under gift. Because when I give you money, I'm gifting you that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm gifting you that. So,
okay.
And me, gifting is my love language, sir. So
yes, absolutely.
You can be coming in.
All right. Okay. Mr. Nice Man sent a message. He said on Twitter, he said, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Well, this love language thing is dependent on our upbringing. Oh, mine is being together and spending better time. The touching might come along.
Okay,
great.
That's right.
Thank you so much for that tweet. More tweets coming in. We'll take them as we proceed, but the calls are jamming like Bob Marley in the song.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
It's still morning.
It's still morning. Good morning. Sorry.
Good morning to you.
My name is Samson, calling from Maryland.
Hi, Samson. Let's talk, Samson.
Oh, the issue is that I understand my love...
language.
Sorry. I understand my love language and I understand my partner's own.
Okay.
Like, I love... touching.
Okay.
And my partner do love three things. She loves receiving gifts. She loves spending quality time with us. And she loves touching. The touching she loves is like, she loves me to give her a beautiful massage.
Okay.
And receiving gifts, I do that personally without asking for me.
Okay.
Anytime I go out, if I see something beautiful, like on these many things, because I know her size,
wow.
I give it
this
to
is so
her.
Romantic.
Man. Man. Hey.
Quality time, because that's my own aspect. I love spending quality time with my family.
All right.
They only see me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In a week.
Wow.
So during those weeks, my phone, if you call it, off. Anything concerning my dating is off, because those times are for my family.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing, man.
Right,
some of us are learning from you. We're learning big time. Thank you so much. Man, I know that I've been challenged once before. you cannot go to the market like this and see and buy it from me. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
The challenge I have with gifts, actually, my wife, I know that's one of her love languages. You know, she likes gifts, and that's for sure. I know that. But there are days where we say, me now, I fear to, if I buy the gift now, she go claim me or the gift. If the gift.
That's another thing. You should know my taste.
If the gift, if me now, now go to Miss George and now bought one gift that. It's not by even how expensive or cheap it is, right? It's a question of me just going out there and buying
getting
the gift.
Something.
And then she comes in and she appreciate her, but she will still claim me in the next line. Her first line is, oh, this is so sweet. Thank you so much. So it has achieved its purpose. So you should not address the matter itself. He said, but you say you're not going to go and buy this. I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. So... And now it becomes an anticlimax, you know, and then you feel so that puts some kind of fear. I know that a lot of men out there, you've been in this situation,
but
that puts some kind of okay, even if I want to do that gesture, I'm telling you, really, my life,
I
like,
understand.
I want to do it, I'll be like, am I sure before I buy this one now? You know, so the uncertainty drives me away.
Okay,
I know there are men out there who are in this situation, all right. I never heard it against you, like, you know, why did they appreciate what I did? Because I know you appreciated it, but I should do a bit more.
Yeah.
To know exactly what you would just take like this, boom. There are days I've also bought things that you'll be like, I really love this.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I bought this for you. This is for you.
Let me help you out.
Okay.
Let me help you out.
Help me.
Just know my taste. Know what I like.
Okay.
That's just it. If you're a man, you're in that situation as well, that you buy things, your woman loves gifts and you buy, and it's not something she appreciates the act of you giving, but she's not exactly particular about that item that you bought. That's because you don't really know her taste.
Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing your wife's taste is very important, especially if she's a person that loves gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that thing that she loves? What's that thing that if you buy for her, it's going to fit her perfectly, she's going to blow and jump all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be on the lookout for that particular thing that she loves so much and the way she loves it.
Well, there are more messages coming in. We need to go on a break. The calls are jamming. We'll find out who's ready to talk when we come back. Also, we have some gist on the social media highlights today.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the break.